The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567 on the 20th of November, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I am here. Linda is down today. She's fine, but she had oral surgery yesterday.
Ooh.
And I was in the room. I tell you what, this doctor is good.
I didn't know they allowed you to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like they, I mean, it was, they had the, yeah, it was, you know, stitches and everything, but inside the mouth. So, but no, he doesn't mind, and he's a cool guy.
That's great, yeah. Especially when you're a broadcaster. It's, oh, so difficult.
She's talking. Trust me, she's talking already.
Oh.
but she's been icing it, and I said, hey, you could get that Angelina Jolie, you know, lip look there, and she goes, so okay, but she's fine. She's fine. It's just
gonna
take a few days. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like there? And of course, I'm here with Sue. Sue's my partner today. So Sue, what's the weather look like?
Well, today you can expect it to be sunny and windy with a high of 67 and a low of 42 with a high wind advisory and a red flag warning in effect. Now, tomorrow and the rest of the week, it is going to be sunny. Tomorrow, a high of 67 and a low of 39. 69 for Friday and a low of 40 for your weekend. 72 for Saturday, 71 for Sunday, as overnight lows dip down in the 40s. It is partly cloudy in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 60, 59 in Anderson, 54 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 57 degrees in downtown Reading. Now, we do have a traffic hazard just reported. This is near I-5 north at Fennell Avenue off-ramp, backing up traffic, so be careful. We also have road conditions and traffic tying up near 44 and 89, so if you're in that vicinity, just beware. Now, Carl, back to you.
Well, I tell you what, while you're there, I heard you earlier on the news talking about closures. It looks like we have less people. They're going to have customers, I should say, from PG&E. They're going to be cut off.
Yeah, it was
and the
over.
Schools that were going to be closed when we announced it yesterday are now going to be open.
Yeah, they had about 250,000 planned shutoffs, and now it's been reduced anywhere from between 151 and I'd say 100 and I think they said 81,000 customers affected. In Shasta County, there are areas that will be affected by the shutoff that includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Igo, Millville, Palisadro, and Reading, in Tehama County, Cottonwood, Flournoy, Manton, Mill Creek, and Red Bluff. Now, we had a few school closures that were announced. Now, they are going to be open, including the Anderson Union High School District Schools, Cascade Union Elementary School District, Happy Valley Union Elementary School District, Cottonwood Union School District, Shasta Union High School District, with the possible exception of Foothill and French Gulch. Shasta College is open today. So.
Okay. Hey, the news and all that information on the, not the news, but the weather and all that information is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business in Anderson and a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Over the past year, they've been giving, they put a free 120-gallon propane tank out on the property of those survivors of the car fire who are rebuilding, and they were living in RVs or trailers while it's being rebuilt. And so instead of having to take 7-gallon tanks down every week, he put his offer was to put a 120-gallon tank out there for free, and then he gave the propane at a super, super low cost. I mean, probably less than what he pays. That's the kind of people Chuck and Judy Kenny are at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Always discounts for seniors and veterans. And they deliver anywhere. I've seen so one of the trucks up on a road one time, I said, where is he going? Well, there was a house up there.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, I was going, where is he going? Well, it was a house that needed propane, and they could get it up there. They have all sorts of different size trucks. Okay. I don't know, we've talked about this. I don't know if people were to understand what this means, but the new Gannett. Now, you know Gannett is the one that owns USA Today.
Right.
Which owns the Record Searchlight. As you can tell, when you read the Record Searchlight, and Facebook yesterday, Record Searchlight says, hey, you should read the Record Searchlight. And the comments after that were, I think that those are the kind of comments that the editor and the publisher need to read, because people are not happy. I mean, you get this paper every day because of your job, and I get it on Sundays, and I have the digital version because of the job. Plus, I want to support the paper, and I think that because a community needs a paper. On the other hand, I think that the paper needs to reflect the community. And they don't have much of a choice with the publisher and the editors about what comes down. As I talked about on Monday, how the first five pages of the Sunday paper were all national and non-local news, except for the obituaries, which have taken over like half the front section of the paper, until you hit the editorial page. Now, the editorial page this time was an attack against Trump, and then there's something about PG&E. And then the only thing up on that page that had anything to do with Reading was an opinion piece written by Russell Hunt about how the city and the county are breaking into his house, and the stormtroopers of the codes enforcement and all this stuff. And then on the next page, there was something else, didn't have anything to do with Reading until you got the letters to the editor. And this is a local paper. Somebody, a young lady named Sarah, wrote to him and said, hey, I can't support your paper till you become more of a community paper addressing those things in our community. The thing I miss the most is that editorial that they had written by Bruce Ross. Now, Bruce no longer works there. Of course, Bruce Ross works for Senator Daley. And he left that job several years ago. But when Bruce Ross wrote an editorial about Reading, about the events going on, frankly, you couldn't tell if he was Republican or Democrat. It was like he had no dog in the fight. It was I would go, Bruce, you are so wrong. And the next day I'd say, Bruce, you are so smart. But Bruce wrote editorials, whether you liked them or not, they were fair. We don't have that anymore. There's no local editorials in the Record Searchlight. And God knows we have so many things that could be written about going on in Reading in the county. So anyway, but I wanted to, I don't know if people realize, but there's a group called the New Media Investment Group took over Gannett, and they are, they've moved in new people. They've kept some of the leaders from the old Gannett, and its choir has, but they put in a bunch of new people, too. It's a newly combined public company headed up by Mike Reeb, who took on the name of Gannett Company when the merger was finalized Tuesday. And he was previously was the CEO of New Media. And another guy has taken it as the new company's operating subsidiary, Gannett Media Corporation. So, they want to become a digital media powerhouse. So, does this mean that we're going to see the demise of the printed paper?
You know, we might, but I think there's so many people that just really want to see that written word, that like to open up the morning paper and want to see local. So there's just a huge gap for a paper that would strictly report local news. I'm talking about a newspaper, not our other outlets, including, well, us. But I think it would be wonderful if we had a paper, and that's what we heard, was local news. I think it would do very well. And people are saying, maybe we'll see the demise of it, and things are going online. But if you look through even today's paper, there's just a handful of articles that are local.
And this isn't a Record Searchlight bashing time.
No, I like the Record Searchlight. I
like the Record Searchlight. I do, too. I care enough to write to Silas, the publisher and the editor. I wrote to him last week about it, my concerns about the paper, and how it was, that this area, whether you like it or not, is a red area. It is a Republican conservative area. Well, when I say conservative, you know, middle of the road conservative.
Right.
You know, yeah, we got some hardcore right, but we have some hardcore left here. But 64%, if you go by elections, or 68%, are conservative. And I think that a paper should, you know, should reflect that, but also reflect the other side. You can't just ignore the other side. Then, you know, then you become, you know, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. So you've got to be able to have both sides, and it's not easy. Well, the other thing, too, is if you go into the Record Searchlight now, you used to be able to go to the Record Searchlight. Gosh, everybody's there, you know, everything's going on. You can go in there now and say hello and get an echo. An echo in there. Those people are doing, I mean, they're trying to cover this, but there's just not a lot of them.
Right.
Dave Binda.
He's great.
I tell you.
I look for him. The first thing I do, I look for him.
I look for what Dave Binda is saying because he is local. He hits the businesses. He gets the ideas like this. It's the closest thing you're going to get to local news consistently is from Dave Binda. So we've had Dave on the show several times. I plan on having him back again. But I'd like to have Silas back on. And it, just to say is that, hey, we really love this paper. You know, what's the future of this paper? Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. You know, the thing about it, if after you've had, you know, if you're uncomfortable because, one, you've been working out in the yard all day, or you've been running up and down the hills chasing pigs, or you're trying to watch after three kids, all of them the same age, running through the house. You're tired. You want to hit the bed. Well, Sleep Number recognizes that. Sleep Number recognizes the fact that if you don't get a good night's sleep, it can lead to so many other things. You know, you're tired in the morning. You don't have any energy. You know, you suffer at work. You suffer at business. You suffer at school. Sleep Number has a bed that you can adjust so that that day when you lay down in that bed and maybe you need a little less firmness in that bed, you can adjust it. Or your partner, like Linda last night, sleeps at a completely different firmness in her mattress than I do. Her Sleep Number setting last night was 40, and my Sleep Number setting ranges anywhere from 55 to 70. But we don't have to compromise on that. We can sleep in comfort. And that's because Sleep Number allows you to do that. Sleep Number also has the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that actually will adjust to you as you move through the night. And nobody stays in the same position the whole night. I knew one person that slept like that. Have you ever known anybody that just, they go to sleep, and it was like laying on their back, and they go to sleep, and it was like they didn't move. You wonder if they were dead. I mean, they never moved. Next morning, they'd wake up just like that.
Then they're in a Sleep Number.
Well, if they were in a Sleep Number, they'd even, yeah, maybe maybe that's why. Maybe it was a Sleep Number bed. Anyway, but the Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it adjusts to you, and it will ensure that you sleep better. Right now, they're having the ultimate Sleep Number event, saving an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. It's for a limited time only, and it's only down at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center over there on the left next to the vitamin shop. Go on in there. Try it out. What a great Christmas present. Think about this. The gift of sleep, the gift of rest for your family. Yeah, not just for you and your loved one in there. But how about the kids? They need sleep. Probably could get, you know, you go down there and talk to them about this, what the bed can do for you. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 52 degrees right now, and it's 7:19 in the morning.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah.
Armstrong. Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Turnpike.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Are you getting tired of the impeachment? We're going to talk about that in a second. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, established 52 years ago right here in town. Still going strong. Still one of the largest companies we have here in Redding. You know, they go right below the surface. They do a fantastic job on delivering kerosene, oil, diesel, jet fuel all over the West. Not just in California, Northern California, and they're way past Shasta and Siskiyou County. They're all over the West. Why? Because they do a fantastic job. Not only that, they've got the CFN card, you know, the fuel cards that you can use in like 60,000 different gas stations. And I'm getting ready to make a trip here. And I know that when I made the same trip that I can be anywhere and use this card. And then every month I get a really good detail of where I was and all this. I got a phone call because I was out of the area once. when I got back, and one of the young ladies there said, "Carl, were you? We got some charges here from, you know, out of state." And I went, "Yeah, that was me." She go, and I said, "Well, thanks for checking, though." She said, "Well, we just want to make sure that, you know, somebody just hasn't used your card someplace else." These are just some of the things they do, not counting the fact that they have the monitor heaters, the Toyo water heaters for the, so that, you know, if the, you know, you've got hot water in a hot house, if that's what you want. So many things at SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for great employees. I'm tired. Sue, I'm tired. I'm starting to get impeachment fatigue. It seems like it's been going on
forever.
Since 2015. Well, oh, wait a minute. It has been. This thing about, you know, Russian collusion, what was the other, you know, stuff like that. You know, the, you know, Schiff. And I have to admit, when you look at Schiff and you see the things he's doing during these hearings.
Shifty Schiff?
Shifty Schiff. You know, no, you can't talk. Wait a minute. By point of order here, I can't talk. No, you can't talk. And every time he bangs the gavel, I guess that means you can't say anything. All these rules of order they have. No, you can't talk. Click. Bang.
And then nobody can.
And so, but this has been going on a long time. I would think he'd be tired of it. Obviously not. I wonder if he's done a damn thing since this thing started for the state of California. I mean, he is a California representative. So this has been going on. So, you know, it was on all the impeachment hearings were on all the TV channels. Well, more people were watching the Home Shopping Network than were watching the impeachment hearings. So CBS yesterday rolled off and said, "Nah, we're going to play a regular program in there." And you know, the other ones are looking at it. Oh, gosh, you know what? They're bringing in, they're playing their programs again. People are tired of listening to this. People are fatigued. And then you go in, like last night, I sat down, and when I turned on the TV, it came on. And I'm watching it I watched it for about 10 minutes. And Ambassador Vogler was there. And I'm getting, oh, well, he said, "Well, I didn't know about that." But then I remembered, I mean, you're talking about having a dinner someplace. And so it is fatiguing. People are tired of it. And I think the Democrats need to either put up a lot real quick or shut up. They've already said there's been no quid pro quo unless it was Rudy Giuliani. Well, Rudy Giuliani is not the president. And then they said that, well, was there anything wrong? Was there anything illegal with what President Trump did, you know, asking the witnesses? Well, no, but it's not the way that, you know, that it should have been done. Well, okay, but I bet we can find somebody else that's in the community that says, yeah, it's okay. And then this one question was really interesting. They said, how many people had access to the transcript? Oh, it was like 15, 20. Professionals in the, you know, State Department intelligence and all this. And he said, none of them found anything wrong with this. Not that I'm aware of. This is the way he answered. Nobody said anything to me. And this is the guy they would talk to. And they asked that same question different ways. Well, then they must have thought it was okay. You know, so nobody raised anything out of this that could have been, no. He says, are these guys competent people? Are these, I mean, these are all highly trained. They've all got, you know, the security clearances. He says, they're all patriots. He said, nobody said anything. And so then it goes to, you know, this lieutenant colonel, and who says, and if you think because he's a lieutenant colonel, you don't have a dog in a fight, you're wrong. But also, I have to also think that maybe he thought this was a thing to do. But who did he talk to? He said, I brought it up to my boss twice. He didn't get back to me. Okay, so what'd you do then? Well, then I went out and talked to a lawyer and my brother and all this. Well, this is classified information. And he said in his testimony, they had the need to know. Well, I'm not sure how they had the need to know, but see, there's so many different aspects of this thing that people are tired of it. People aren't sure that anything they read is true. You can listen to Mark Levin, or you can listen to Wolf Blitzer, or any, you know, Rachel Maddow or any of these people. They all, you know, they all have such different, they all watch the same thing. Yet, we're not, you know, what they're reporting on, of course, these are all opinion shows, are so diametrically opposed. The, I know I got to take a break. Okay, the biggest, yesterday, you know, you remember Swalwell? Swalwell, he ran, you know, he's running for president. He had less interest in him running for president than people had for the dog catcher in their local town. during the questioning, Congressman Swalwell, while he was questioning his witness and getting tense and all this, there was a sudden release of a bodily gas during the questioning. Everybody, if you were listening to it, you could hear it. Now, I wasn't watching anything like this, but trust me, Armstrong and Getty got it, and they must have played it five times and yesterday on the show. And, in fact, they said that bodily action he had raised more interest in Iowa than his than him running for president ever will. Got to take a break here. Can we say that? You got to find this. We got to play it. Okay. I'm sure it's on YouTube someplace.
I'll look for it.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. If you've got a flatulence problem, I'm sure they can help you with that. Not in, it's from your heart, but they also have a lot of good doctors and treat all that kind of stuff. You know, maybe give you some Tums or something like that. Their emergency room is one that you get in and out of it. You're seen in 30 minutes. You're out of there in less than an hour. No matter what you hear from unions saying that people are in there for 24 hours. I sit right across from the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He goes, completely untrue, but hey, we don't care. We've all learned it doesn't have to be true anymore to be in the news. Shasta Regional Medical Center, though, caring, compassion, and community. They're working with the Veterans Center, the Veterans Clinic, to treat our veterans here so they don't have to travel anywhere. They've opened up that special ward for those people you see walking around the street screaming and going to hurt themselves or others, so they can put them in there and get them stabilized again. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, Sue, stop crying in there. And we'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, my friends.
No more timing. Each year it falls from my eyes. I'm not hiding the remedy to cure this old heart of mine. I can dream about you if I can't hold it tonight.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner. An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Give us a call. They know next half hour, this half hour is going to be kind of open to all comments. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Not Finani, it's Financial. Jane Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. She is an absolute wizard when it comes to getting you insurance for your home. Yes, that fire insurance that other companies will cut you off, cancel your home insurance because they don't want to give you fire insurance. Well, she is a wizard in finding fire insurance for your home and in your area. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. Okay, in the for people that may not think that this is that I was just being a little exuberant in my description of what happened with Congressman Swalwell and his interview with Chris Matthews. I think we've queued this up.
Chris, so far the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week was that you don't have anyone who heard the call. Chris, so far the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat.
Okay.
And
now,
the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week.
Okay, that's enough. Now, for those who think I thought I was just exaggerating, no, we don't exaggerate here at Free Fire Radio. We tell it the way it is. Now, to be fair, Chris Matthews was interviewing him. And from what I understand, Chris Matthews has a history and a reputation of emitting gas at all different times. So it may not have been the congressman, though he was talking and he seemed excited, and so who knows what happens. But as you sit there and you think to yourself, well, it could have been Chris Matthews. So we'll just let you make your own decision there, please. It's not something that is world-shaking. Well, it could have been chair-shaking, but it wasn't world-shaking. Okay. Last night, city council voted to raise not all utilities, not the electric, but your water and trash and I think sewage up 3% for the coming year. I'm wondering what kind of impact that's going to have on Measure A about the 1 cent sales tax, because they're raising your utility rates there. REU's been holding them steady for years, and in fact, even they went down some. And by the way, let me give another shout out to REU in the sense that where PG&E and Southern Edison and all these are cutting off power to customers, REU is not cut off one time to customers except during the big snowstorms. And in some, you know, of course, and then when the fire hit, but they've been able to keep our power on for the whole time. And the people that did this back in 1921, trying to, you know, that put REU together, you want to kind of go back to wherever their grave sites are, go over there and just say, thank you, thank you, so that we have power. This is impacting, as we said, in fact, Sue, go over the, can you go over one more time school closures and all this, but I urge you that if you've got a question about this, that you call, but all the school closures we said yesterday have been canceled. Is that correct?
Not all the school closures.
Okay.
But we had such a long list and it has changed quite broadly, but I do know the ones that will be open for certain, including the Anderson Union High School District Schools, the Cascade Union Elementary School District Schools, Happy Valley Union Elementary School District, and Cottonwood Union School District, Shasta Union High School District, with the possible exception of Foothill, and French Gulch School. So once again, there were quite a few schools that had announced that they were going to be closed. They have announced that they will be open, including Shasta College, which will be open, and downtown, we have the Shasta College area that is open, the school, their unit down here where they're taking down the parking structure. And a lot of people forget that if you are planning on parking in downtown Reading, the city is enforcing two-hour on-street parking zones Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So if you are parking in downtown Reading, which is becoming a premium, you need to park in areas that, once again, if you have to park longer than the duration needs, all off-street public parking lots and unsigned on-street parking spaces are free of charge.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor and see when the next debate is supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be soon.
Okay.
I mean, all during the day you can watch the impeachment hearings, and then at night you can watch hours of the Democrats, whoever's left. I don't even know who's left in the and who's running for president for the Democrats, because, you know, two drop out, two get in, three drop out, well, maybe not, come back in. I do know that Biden and Bernie and Elizabeth are in there going strong. Kamala Harris, she's still there, even though that she is so – I don't even know if she's registering, I think she's down to 2%. Mayor Pete – who is trying to figure out which way he wants to run his campaign, but he's still in there. And then Bloomberg Bloomberg, the very rich Bloomberg, the billionaire Bloomberg, who wants to throw the other billionaire, Trump, out of office so he can take his place. And then I think there was somebody, I think there was a former governor of Connecticut or Massachusetts or one of those little bitty states out there that fit inside Shasta County.
The fifth Democratic debate is today.
Oh!
Co-hosted by the Washington Post.
Another fair and balanced organization. Okay, so don't miss that tonight. I've got, I'm going to take an early break because when I come back, I want to talk about something that happened at the library yesterday. If you haven't heard about it, it's serious. And it's serious for like two or three reasons. I would have said 100 reasons, but I could probably come up with at least 50. But this thing that happened at the Shasta County Library yesterday was, I think, significant for a number of reasons. So we're going to take a quick break now and come back to that and finish up to the 8 o'clock hour when the sheriff's going to come in. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers have been in the business for over 15 years. It is a very much a strong supporter of the veterans in our county, in this whole northern area. Sharon Clark takes such great care of all of her customers, but when she finds out that one was a veteran, maybe an elderly veteran, she ensures that Celestina Traver over to Shasta County Veteran Service Office knows that he's a veteran and he has benefits and he doesn't know about them, so they can help him with that. Not only that, whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is the one you want to call. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. 7:44 in the morning, and it is 54 degrees going up to 67 today. We'll be right back.
Well, I saw something I just had to tell. My mind told me I should proceed with caution. But my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make it my own mind. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I saw a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
More State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call at 605-4567. Lines are always open. Here, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen right there. Hop on in there. I think Linda's got to pick up four or five watches that she's getting batteries in and getting little things done on them. They have a huge selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to specifically designed jewelry by Henry and put together with intricate designs from gems from all over the world. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Guess what? They are, you know, it's getting to be Christmas. And other places, Bastiani Arms over on, well, that's fine.
Bastiani Arms? Isn't that on
It's on Larkspur.
Oh, Larkspur.
You know what? I've been saying this for 10 years. And I'm sitting there going.
I was like, is Larkspur Athens?
At 2539 Larkspur. They're having sales. They're starting now. And they have put blue tags on several, or many, of the firearms that are down there. You can save some big bucks down there. And you want to do that well before Christmas. And they are going to have the Black Friday sales. They have a rifle down there, that semi-automatic rifle, that is totally California legal. And that you can pick up for a very, very good price. Is down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. And that's going to be starting on Black Friday, but they have sales going on right now. Okay. I couldn't help but notice, and I know, Sue, you talked about it in the news this morning. There's this guy arrived from Florida in the last, you know, at the early November. Well, since this is November 20th, let's just say 2 weeks ago. Since he's been here in Reading, he's been arrested twice. Twice. Now, at the Shasta County Public Library, where they, and you know what, they, you can't restrict people there. So many people have all types of problems with what's going on in front of that library. I mean, it looks like, Tiger Field and the park is fine, but they've all shifted over in front of the library, around the library, down the street, everywhere. Well, this gentleman that came in from Florida 2 weeks ago is inside, and he wants to drink booze in there. So he's drinking alcohol, and one of the people in there said, you can't drink in here. I mean, there's kids, and you just can't drink in here. Well, at that point, he calls him a very vigorous name, racial epithet, and gets aggressive with him. So here comes the security guard over, because they have security guards in the libraries, of course, around here. And the guy pulls a knife and puts it at his side, and he starts to punch the security guard. Other people come to try and help the security guard. You know, he's threatening them. He's calling them names. They call the police, who then pepper spray him. You know, if you pepper spray somebody, you can't help but kind of pepper spray the area, too. So, anyway, you may not want to be in that section of the library. And they arrest him. So they've got him on making
racial slurs.
Racial slurs, hate crime, assault on people with a dangerous weapon, all this kind of stuff. But here's my questions. One, why is he here? Two, how did he get here? Florida to Redding, California. How did he get here? Why is he here? Does he have family in the area? Did he get a bus ticket from someplace in Florida to the furthest place they could think of? And they sent him to somewhere in this area, and he managed to land in Reading? He's been arrested twice. And then this one could have ended tragically. I mean, that knife could have come out and cut somebody or killed somebody. And then what do you have? So they're going to get ready to do a snapshot in time in February of how many homeless we have. You know, they do it one day, and they get volunteers out there, and they go out to ask the homeless, how long have you been here? How long have you been homeless? I think there's other questions, too. One of my questions that I said, you need to ask them, how'd they get here? And why did they come here? Now, they'll tell you two-thirds of the people here that are homeless are from Shasta County. Well, does that mean Shasta County born and bred? Does this mean they've been here for 10 years in Shasta County? Or does this mean they're here in Shasta County for a month or 2 months or 6 months? I think that would be very interesting to find out. And so we'll get somebody here before they do the snapshot in time to get, you know, find out exactly what they're going to ask and what they, you know, the findings from last year and all this. By the number of homeless, then there's money and grants and stuff you can get from the state, too, to help with that. Something, you know, yesterday we had Nick and Terry on. They have a lot of questions about the tax, proposed tax initiative. And Nick was, you know, and Nick said it, so I'm not, there's no secret. He says, I hope it passes because we need to do something, but I'm not going to vote for it. Because he just wants the jail only. He doesn't want all the other agencies around it to get any money. Well, because he fears that they're going to find ways not to spend the money on, you know, that's in that special tax, which by law has to be spent in that. And I'm not, you know, but it's like I don't trust the government. And if I don't trust the government, they're going to find a way out, you know, around this. I don't agree with that. And I told them that. And then, you know, the other thing is having more police. If we had the jail, you wouldn't need more police because more bad guys would be off the area. Well, see, you don't, at that point, you don't, and this wasn't Nick. This could have been from Terry. It could have been from both of them. I'm not sure. The more police you have on the ground, the less crime you have because they scatter. If you're not in an area, they get to come up, wander around, steal what they want. But if you've got a police presence, it keeps them, say, under the rocks there. Now, the police can't be everywhere. If they were everywhere, we'd be in a total police society, and we don't want that. Okay. One last shift here before we start at 8 o'clock is R.B. Scheid, who is, you know, has been on our show a couple of times, writes for the News Cafe, and will tell you that he has this burning desire to write about Bethel Church. And Jake Mangus the other day, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, said, hey, you know what, there's organizations out there that, you know, their whole business is to find businesses run by Bethel, or members of, not run by Bethel, but members of the Bethel Church, and boycott them. And he said, this kind of thing is, you know, boycott them because they're Bethel. If you wrote it, boycott them because they're black or Jewish or gay, would be a problematic, very problematic. But it was interesting after, you know, reading his latest thoughts on Bethel from RV, the comments in it from people, how it's not the fact that they are a church. It's the fact of the kind of church they are, and that they believe that the church is trying to take over Reading by buying all the housing, electing all of the members from the Bethel hierarchy to be on the city council and the county and all this, and then take over the city. And the, you know, and I mean, everybody can have their fears. Everybody can. My question, though, is that it's not, is it, you know, then they get into the, you know, the anti-gay and all these things that they say Bethel stands for. But RV, when he was on the show that day, I said, RV, what they espouse as far as gay behavior is really no different than the Catholic Church or, you know, a lot of Protestant churches and Methodist churches and all these. And he agrees, but he said the difference is to him is Christian nationalism, where they want to take over the government and they want to take over communities. And I'm not sure that I agree with that. But the one thing I do think is that before you start trying to identify people and out people just because they're a members of a church and that they you should boycott their businesses. And then somebody else said, I want to boycott everybody that's in the Chamber of Commerce. Because obviously Jake wrote this saying that is that, you know, hate in any speech or trying to run businesses and any, for any reason is wrong and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now they're calling for a boycott of anybody that's in the Chamber of Commerce. There's only like, 800 businesses in town in that. I mean, I find it very unusual that you could do something like that or even call for something like that. Anyway, this is going to be an ongoing story for years here in Redding. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. I just saw Sheriff Pasenko walk in the room, and I can't wait to get him on the air. A lot of questions going on and a lot of things happening. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The U.S. Ambassador to the European Union testifying this morning in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland, telling lawmakers that he worked on Ukraine policy outside of the usual diplomatic channels.
Ambassador Sondland says that he, along with Energy Secretary Rick Perry and Ambassador Kurt Volker, worked with the president's attorney at the expressed order of President Trump.
We did not want to work with Mr. Giuliani. Simply put, we were playing the hand we were dealt.
Sondland says he thought dealing with Ukraine should have been a State Department duty, not one assigned to the president's lawyer.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill. Republican Devin Nunes decries the Democrats' investigation, telling today's star witness,
Ambassador Sondland, you are here today to be smeared.
Nunes repeating his demand to hear from the still anonymous whistleblower whose complaint about President Trump's July phone call to Ukraine's president sparked the inquiry. More than 180,000 utility customers across 16 counties in central and northern California can expect to lose power today as PG&E cuts electricity due to a heightened wildfire danger.
Officials with the utility company say the nearly rainless fall has left brush bone dry, with forecasts calling for low humidity and winds that could reach 55 miles per hour, which might fling tree branches and other debris into power lines, causing sparks that could set disastrous fires in the region. PG&E expects the situation to ease by tomorrow morning, allowing it to start restoring electricity. I'm Matt Small.
Two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. There have been 19 American combat-related deaths in Afghanistan so far this year. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 70 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 4 points higher. The S&P off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimal neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Major Australian bank Westpac facing a potentially huge fine after being accused of numerous violations of money laundering laws and the country's counter-terrorism financing act.
The Australian regulator has accused Westpac of 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering laws, each of which could attract a maximum fine of several millions of dollars. The transactions concerned amounted to a total of $7.5 billion. The regulator pointed to several failures that may have allowed transactions related to child exploitation. One customer in particular had already served time in prison for child exploitation offences. Westpac's chief executive said he was disgusted and appalled by the regulator's report and said the bank should have done better.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. The Middle East's biggest airline, Dubai-based Emirates, announcing an order for 30 Boeing 787 Dreamliners, an $8.8 billion deal. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate confirms Robert Luck to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is pleased.
Luck is just the latest of what McConnell likes to call the president's well-qualified judicial nominees.
Justice Luck brings an impressive and well-rounded legal record, including a clerkship on the 11th Circuit, service in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, and years spent ruling from a state bench.
Next up, another Florida judge, Barbara Lagoa, also expected to be confirmed later today to a seat on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The National Transportation Safety Board is criticizing a lack of state and federal regulation for testing autonomous vehicles. The NTSB issued a scathing condemnation before finding that a distracted human safety driver was the main cause of a fatal 2018 crash in Arizona. That crash involved an Uber vehicle. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're going to have Sheriff Placenko as our guest, so feel free to give us a call here on the 20th of November, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, weather, quick update on schools. And I've got an update here about the rut season.
Okay. Well, today in the North Valley, sunny and windy with a high of 67 and a low of 42. A high wind advisory in effect along with a red flag warning through tonight. For tomorrow and the rest of the week, sunny with a high of 67 tomorrow and a low of 39. 69 for Friday under sunny skies and a low of 40. Then for your weekend, mostly sunny with highs around 72 for Saturday, 71 for Sunday with lows dropping in the 40s overnight. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 60 degrees, 59 in Anderson, 54 in the city of Shasta Lake, 57 degrees in downtown Redding. Quite a bit of road maintenance at this time, backing up traffic, especially traffic slowing down near Lakehead. We do have a traffic collision. No injuries reported at San Benito Avenue. That's at 99 West. Now, we do have construction also at I-5 at Riverside, slowing down traffic, and at 44 and State Route 89. Expect delays. Now, we have heavy construction once again between Redding and Anderson as they widen Interstate 5. Traffic reduced to 45 miles per hour. If you're heading towards the coast, we do have stop-and-go traffic. So we've got at least three or four areas affected by traffic delays, and between or just prior to Dunsmuir and all the way to the Oregon border, expect delays as well. And just remember, there's quite a few shutoffs being planned by PG&E today. So once again, PG&E is planning to shut off power in Anderson, Cottonwood, Igo, Millville, Palisadro, and areas of Redding, that's in Shasta County, and Tehama County, Cottonwood, Flournoy, Manton, Mill Creek, and Red Bluff. And they actually removed Trinity and Colusa counties from their planned shutoff locations. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather and road reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I just had somebody come in on the chat room. The rut is hot and heavy. We're talking about the deer. A lot of deer are getting hit by cars, as we know. In fact, I believe the sheriff, you've had one of your officers that was involved with that, and it ended tragically.
Yes, it did. It was at night and hit a deer. Just yesterday when I was coming into work along Highway 44, a car hit a deer. Actually, there was two deer right in the same area. It looked like the car hit two of them. And fortunately, no one was injured, not a lot of damage to the vehicle. But the deer are out and about. Watch it, especially during a full moon, which I think we're there now.
No, we just had the full moon, so it's kind of a waning.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. But out there, and it's hard to do sometimes, but it's probably better to hit the deer than to
swerve off and
go off in the ditch or hit another vehicle.
And just remember, Gavin Newsom just said it's okay to eat roadkill. So that's now right, you have the roadkill, so it's not a total loss. There's $8,000 damage to your car, but you will have venison steaks later on.
Or hamburger.
Let me tell you, if you're coming west on 44 at certain times of the year, which I have on a motorcycle, Linda was tapping me on the shoulder because I was concentrating on the road and trying to see 20, 30 deer alongside the road on 44 up there around Shingletown, past Shingletown. And they were everywhere, and you're on a motorcycle. So I tell you what, we were driving at about 30 miles an hour for like 4 miles.
Yeah, that gets pretty scary.
It does.
On a bike.
The other is Ted Leidy and I were on a trip last year, and we're going through the desert in Nevada at night. And you see these signs. How many of you have seen these signs? Open range. Well, we're driving along there, and we're clipping along. I mean, it's middle of the Nevada desert, and we see up in front of us, you know, a couple miles, the red and blue lights. We drive slow down, and if we get there, there is a smaller car, not a tiny car, but a, you know, midsize, pulling a smaller trailer, and the whole windshield on the driver's side, in fact, the whole roof in that whole area was crunched down, windshield broken. The off in the side of the road, you couldn't help but think that somebody had to have been hurt in this.
Hit a cow?
About the 40 feet up the road, yeah. There was the dead cow, and this was a big cow. And I tell you what, we looked at each other with that and saw the cow, saw that car, and we slowed down.
Absolutely.
For the remaining part of the trip.
A number of years ago, one of our officers up in the Bernie area hit an elk. And he was rolling code 3 somewhere, and the elk was in the roadway, hit the elk. Luckily, he was driving a Expedition, which is a full-size SUV, ended up totaling that out. But if he had been in a Crown Vic or a lower-setting car, that elk would have been right through the windshield.
Well, you know, just be careful out there. They're out there. The bucks do not care if they're on a road, because there's does out there someplace. Hey, yesterday, first of all, welcome aboard, Sheriff.
Hey, thanks.
Yesterday we had a couple people in here, Nick and Terry. And Terry talked about how we could lower crime, in his opinion, this is his opinion.
Sure.
By open carry. And he said that, you know, you're against it. I mean, we've talked about this before. I think we need to address this one more time, kind of about what he said yesterday. My whole thing is that because I teach firearms,
right,
the safe use, the lawful use of firearms, so I know no laws that maybe other people aren't up on, because we really do study that code to be able to tell people, you know, where you can carry, where you can't carry. When can you use it? When shouldn't you use it? Is this a reason to use deadly force on things? And Terry says if people are carrying, it would send a signal to, say, a bad guy to leave you alone if it was an open carry. He said if there can be permits for concealed carry, why not permits for open carry?
Yeah. Well, under California law, you can't, the issuing authority, which is generally a chief of police or a sheriff, can issue a concealed carry license permit with the training and everything meeting that criteria. Also, within the same area of the law, counties under 200,000 population, the issuing authority may issue an open carry license permit. And, of course,
that in the state of California is – they've outlawed open carry.
Correct. And
unless, like you said, under the a certain number.
Yeah, and then that open carry permit would only be valid in Shasta County if I was to issue that. And that's there. Right now, out of all the small counties, there's about 38 counties that are under 200,000, and nobody does it. And I think for good reason. I think that it would cause some anxiety within the general population of someone carrying around other than an officer. Our officers open carry, we're in uniform, easily identified, and a target, and oftentimes a target, sometimes ambushed with that. Our detectives in plain clothes, generally they conceal carry, and if it's a warm day or something, they don't have a coat on, they'll open carry, but they have the badge right next to the firearm there. And then you have to also be mentally prepared and be aware of your surroundings so someone doesn't come up and take the gun away. And a lot of times most civilians may not have that mindset.
I think an important thing, too, is that to use a firearm in a commission of a misdemeanor, in other words, somebody breaks into your car,
right,
to steal your computer, the use of deadly force in that will end up in trial.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, if it's not by the...
It's that simple of they're stealing property.
If they're stealing property.
And not threatening a life where you feel that you're in danger of serious bodily injury or death.
And so, you know, whoever whoever carries needs to understand all these rules and laws. You may, even if you're being attacked by a guy with a machete, it could still end up in court.
Absolutely.
Not especially being charged with it, but in civilian court. It's just these things that people really need to know, that when you're carrying concealed or openly.
Right.
So, I mean, the laws still apply. And the question I asked, and I'm going to go over a little bit here, but brandishing. Brandishing is that you're using that firearm to intimidate another person.
Yeah, under the California law of brandishing, it says that you must exhibit, now, and then there'd be a definition of how you're exhibiting it,
right.
Exhibit the firearm in a rude and threatening manner and for intimidation. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have it pointed at the person. We talked about this before going on air. You could have it in a holster and still have it in a rude and threatening manner to someone, depending on how it's being articulated. And it's not the person that's carrying the firearm that's feeling intimidated or if it's in a rude and threatening manner. It's the person that's on the other end. And then the district attorney would have to look at that and may prosecute.
The fact that, and one I always use is just because your next door neighbor is throwing dog poop in your yard and has for the last month, and you go over there to talk to him, that, and this is in the concealed carry thing, you open up your coat or you do something and you're showing them your firearm and things change right then, they can call you or call the city police and say, hey, this guy just threatened me with a gun.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all types. There's so many rules in this that and I'm not saying that it doesn't. Just because you carry openly does not mean you brandish, though, as you pointed out.
That's correct.
It's because you're not threatening anybody
by
having it.
Now, other states do have open carry. And I know some folks in those states, and they said, it's more the exception rather than the rule. If you see somebody open carrying, you'll see it once in a while in a store, but not that often, even in the states that have open carry and allow it.
Well, if you go to Chino Valley, Arizona, let me tell you, it's the exception is people not carrying there. And I didn't realize, this was years and years ago, and I was there, and I looked, and I thought, oh, this guy's carrying guns. I thought, okay. But then I saw everybody carrying a gun, and I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we got to take a quick break. Okay. We got people calling. This portion of the show brought to you by, I had him on yesterday, Grandpa, as seen on TV store. This guy could sell ice to a seal. He has been in the business. Have you ever been to one of those as seen on TV stores? You need to get there. He has got great things for Christmas. He's got great cooking machines or appliances. He's got it all. You need to go down there and see it, feel it, touch it at Grandpa's As Seen on TV store at 1818 Churn Creek Road, which is in the Kubler's Shopping Center. 8:17 in the morning and 57 degrees. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows.
Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call, 605-4567-821 in the morning. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. You know what? You're looking for the premier agency to come work on your heating system. Don't go any further than Alliance Heating and Air. They are totally professional. Get there when they say they're going to get there. They don't give you a five-hour time window. They'll be there between 12 and 5 today. No, they'll tell you, hey, they're going to be there at 1. Guess who's knocking on your door at like 1 or 5 till? Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, who will be our sheriff for, let me see, it's November. What? Gosh, almost a month and 8 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Excuse me. Tom, are you going to be on next month? Yeah, I guess you are.
Yeah, depending on what
we need you on one the last month.
I'll while we're talking, I'll look up that date, see what it is.
Well, you're here on the third Wednesday of each month.
December 18th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still okay. Here. You'll still be here. So I need you to come by here. Absolutely. So we can kind of say hello or say goodbye. But you're going to stay in the area.
Yeah, I'm down to have immediate plans.
Not immediate plans. Yeah. But when you're retired, you're retired. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, you two. I want to just clarify the point I was trying to get across. I may not have communicated it right, but this is the point I was trying to get across. Since people have to do training and people have to jump through a lot of hoops and people have to pay a lot of money and people have to learn a lot of things, to conceal carry with the permission, which they, under the Second Amendment, I'm not sure that that's really the deal, but with the permission from the sheriff, wouldn't the sheriff be able to understand that they would have the discernment on when a proper time to open carry was and a proper time wasn't? When they had the discernment, and I know, Tom, you said that concealed carry, in your opinion, was tactically superior. Well, then why do your officers open carry? Well, you just said because, you know, basically it is a deterrent to a degree. And it wouldn't open carry deter some people? And you're right about Idaho. The reason that they don't open carry all the time is because they use their discernment. So if you're issuing 10,000 CCWs, You're saying those people don't have the common sense to know when to use their weapon, when to show it, when not to show it. Is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that they don't have common sense.
It sounds like it.
Well, that's not
well let him answer the question, Terry.
Well, I was almost done.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Almost. Yeah, there is more. And so the real question here is that the people need to protect themselves because the sheriffs can't be everywhere. The real deal is that people, open carry isn't where, oh, okay, now we have open carry, so everybody's going to run around with guns on their hips. You know, and the other thing that you had made mention of is that it made your officers nervous. Well, we've talked to a couple of other sheriffs, and they seem to think that's a training issue, because in 31 states they have open carry, and those officers don't seem to be nervous. So, yeah, you can answer the question now.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for calling
Terry.
But, yes, and as far as causing some concern for the officers, absolutely it would. It'd be a big paradigm shift, not that they can't get used to it, but that would be a big paradigm shift, at least here in Shasta County and in California. We do issue over 10,500 CCW licenses, and those people have to go through training. Not saying that they don't have common sense, never have said that. And we've been very fortunate that the people utilize their concealed carry and do it properly. We've had a couple uses of use of force that have been legal with the use of force. One ended up in a fatality out in the Enterprise area. And, yes, the officers do carry open carry, and that's been that way for probably centuries, at least until they, you know, when the sheriff first started in California back in the 1800s. But also it goes to access, of having the officers having access to their firearm in a split-second notice if they need it. And they're easily identified in uniform, and they have that holster. You can still open carry, but it'd be interesting to see, and as I said before, there isn't any sheriff in California that has open carry. There's other states, I believe Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, and there's some a little bit further back east that do allow open carry as well, or concealed carry with states that are also shall issue. And they may not have permits, or they have, if you qualify for a permit and you can own a gun, basically the law says you shall issue a permit. But here in California, we are may issue, and it's at the discretion of the issuing authority.
And that, you know that, and that's, you know, frankly, I, you know, we could get into a debate. To me, the Second Amendment says you can possess and carry a firearm.
You can bear arms.
You know, I mean, that's what I believe. The thing is, though, is not everybody should have one. You know, we've got, you know, when you ask people, well, should somebody that's got a mental problem be able to just go in and buy a gun and carry it? Well, of course not. Nobody would say that that's, you know, that that's right. Or how about a felon? How about somebody that's been convicted of excessive, you know, domestic violence or just domestic violence? You know, so you start getting categories.
And we've seen applicants that have arrests for drugs like methamphetamine, heroin, receiving stolen property, stealing property themselves. Some of them been reduced to misdemeanors. And felonies, no problem. That's a kind of a no-brainer. They can't possess firearms, so they couldn't get a CCW permit. But there's a lot of
times
or an open carry permit. But there's a lot of instances where people have been arrested. Maybe the case doesn't move forward. Maybe it's reduced to a misdemeanor. They can still lawfully own and possess a gun. But do you want that person that has a drug background or is an alcoholic perhaps and hasn't been arrested, but is an alcoholic or going to their house all the time on disturbance calls and alcohol is involved, is that the person that should have a CCW permit? No. And so that we end up denying probably about 10% of the applicants that come in roughly.
We've had people call us and – or not call us, but been in a class that said, I had a DUI 2 years ago. Is that a disqualifier? And my answer to that always is you're going to need to talk to the sheriff about it. If it was something 12, 15 years ago, I said that's probably not a disqualifier. If it was one instance, you're living, a righteous life and all that, but you never can tell.
And if they had a DUI within the last 3 years, they're on probation, and so that would be a disqualifier for
right
that.
There.
And like
okay.
you said, if it was 15 years ago, there's no new incidents or anything, yeah, they'd probably qualify.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'd like to address a couple of things that I just heard you talking about. First of all, instant access to your firearm. I am a combat veteran. I was a peace officer on a drug interdiction squad. I have a lot of experience with firearms, not only here but all over the world.
Hey, Mark, can you get in closer to your phone?
Yeah, thanks. I can. And I want to say something. If police deserve instant access to their firearms, why don't the people who pay them deserve instant access to their firearms? Because I know a lot of people who are a little bit elderly, and they get these concealed carry permits, and they couldn't get their gun out to save their life in time to save their life. And let's talk about the women. They have the access to a firearm. Yes, they do. But what about when they put on a coat? Or what about if they're wearing a dress and they can't keep their firearm handy? Then all of a sudden the firearm becomes inaccessible. Why is it okay for the people that we pay to serve us to have instant access to their firearms, but not the ordinary citizen? And the second point is, it's already illegal for criminals to have firearms. So why is it that an elected official who sits in judgment of all of the people who put him in that chair to serve him, why does he have the ability to say who may or may not have a firearm when the Constitution very clearly says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? I'm really hoping I win this federal lawsuit, because I would love to see all 58 constitutional sheriffs who sit in judgment of the people who put them in that chairs and their ability as to whether or not they can defend their own lives. I would love to see that system overturned, especially for the guys who are going to leave and go to Idaho with their underfunded pension and turn their back on the mess they made afterwards. And I will take my answer on the air.
Thank you for calling in, Mark. The instant access, as you refer to it, is for the uniformed officers. They're going on calls multiple times a day with potential arm questions or dangerous situation. That's why they need that, basically, instant access. The normal citizen...
Well, when confrontation...
Let him finish. Thanks, Mark, for your phone call.
The normal citizen isn't running into those incidents there. And the officers have undergone extensive training and have to have ongoing training there as well. If the law changes, certainly sheriffs and chiefs of police will comply with the law. If it changes to either an open carry or a shall issue, that'll do it.
Right now, everybody, because of the laws in California, I strongly believe in the Second Amendment. I think people should be able to have guns. I don't really think your government, has a right to abridge that. But I also know that there's certain categories out there that, and I think that Mark would, and I think Terry would agree with this, that should never carry a firearm. So, but you are under restrictions that you have to put together some kind of program if you want people to carry.
Right. There's the state application, which is like a 20-25 page application that you have to fill out. We're required to do backgrounds on the individuals, and then they have to undergo the training and qualify with those firearms. And that qualification was a change this last year that was enacted by the legislature. Yes, the Second Amendment is pretty clear with the people having the right to keep and bear arms, but that doesn't mean that there can't be regulations as far as that. And those regulations started back as early as, I believe, like 1934 Gun Control Act. There was another Gun Control Act in 1968 that was signed by Lyndon Johnson. There has been some amendments to that. The Second Amendment does allow in the interpretation of some restrictions, like you can't buy a sawed-off shotgun, and that's still a firearm. So it's just not as plain as black and white that you get to keep and bear all type of arms for that. There can be reasonable regulations. And unfortunately, in California, those regulations have become unreasonable, and we still have the crime there. And that just goes to show that criminals will remain criminals, not going to comply with the law. And most of these laws are affecting law-abiding citizens as far as what's coming up through there, and we still have a high homicide gun-related rate.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. Bob, hang on through the break, and we'll get to you. I would like to, if this next one's about carrying, open carrying, all that, after that, I want to get into the jail. I want to get into this tax.
Yeah.
I want to get into these things because the fact is that, and the perfect example is this guy that came in from Florida 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I'd like to talk about that. And the sense is that with the new jail, would we still be having problems like this? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is my favorite place in the world to get a haircut. I've had haircuts all over the world, but this one is the best. A better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Tim and Logan, D.C., you're not going to find a better place. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. 8:34 in the morning, 58 degrees out there, going up to 67.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567 and Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment. Another better known business. Jeff is truly from the old school. Jeff Wurst, the owner. Each and every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. He's not going to waste your time. He's a man of integrity. He'll fix that little chip in your windshield or a crack well over 2.5 feet in length. All of this at Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinkel, and Bob's on the line. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to relate an incident that happened yesterday. I was with four ladies. We were in a shopping mall collecting signatures for a petition we're circulating. And a gentleman drove by in a car, stopped next to our booth, and started using every expletive word he could think of, screaming at us for no unknown reason. We didn't even engage eye contact with him. He let him vent, and then he drove off in a hurry in the parking lot. About 45 minutes later, we had two veterans standing around the table. One of them was helping us, and one of them was a Marine veteran from Afghanistan and Iraq, and he was signing the petition. And here comes this guy again, and the veteran had just come over and told us that some guy in a black car had just run, knocked down the American flag that we had posted and ran over it about 100 yards from our booth. And he had put the flag back up, and he was very upset because he'd sent too many of his friends home in transfer boxes with the flag draped over him. And he was just very upset about it. That time, here comes this character again. He stops this time, and he starts screaming again, and the veterans then start interjecting because, of course, the same thing. They know what that flag means to them and to our nation, and this guy had done this. So I was trying to defuse the veterans. The veterans wouldn't calm down, so I thought, well, I've got concealed carry. I'm going to approach the guy. I'm going to stay about 10 yards away. I'm going to watch his hands, and we're going to talk. So my interest with him is, look, you need to disappear. You need to go away right now. Don't ever come back here. Get out of here. And I pointed and go. And I was watching his hands. I wanted to make sure his hands were safe and he wasn't going to be threatening. But I didn't brandish my firearm or pull the gun or anything. But he finally, after a few more words, he took off. And we haven't seen him since. But that's how we diffuse the situations. I'm a concealed carry person. I just finished a very intensive 4-day defensive handgun class. I carry liability insurance because I take this responsibility very serious to carry a loaded firearm in public. The police can't protect us all times. There were no police in the parking area there to protect us. And so we have to take care of ourselves. And open carry is one opportunity to do that. And if the firearm had been visible, more than likely the people will not confront you. And that's why I say we need to have open carry, at least for your concealed carry personnel. We've already been vetted. We're proving to the sheriff, we're proving to the citizens, we're not the threat. It's the other people that they don't know the guns are in their pockets or in their belts are the problem.
Okay, Bob, I'm glad that ended up well, but you did, like you're trained to do, is you defuse a situation that, there's people out there that just don't want you to have your freedom of speech.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I'm glad it worked out well and you had it diffused. It appears, and just from what you're saying, you used some good tactics in trying to get that diffused, because you don't know how that, if that guy was mentally unstable, or sounds like he always had some anger control issues, but that could have gone a really bad way as well. So I'm glad that it worked out, and I'm glad you have a CCW, and thanks for calling in. You know, Carl, we need to carry.
Let's get on into the
sales tax.
Yeah, you know what? This, I talked about it this morning. This guy arrived from Florida 2 weeks ago, been arrested twice. He wasn't in jail. Arrested twice already, and then he's in the library drinking, and when he's asked to leave, ends up pulling a knife, getting into fights. Police had to come, pepper spray him, take him back to jail. Now, I'm not sure that he's still in jail today. I would imagine he is, but. I mean, you can't know everybody's in jail. I'm not asking you that question.
Right.
But this tax is going to allow us to take somebody like this on the first time, I would imagine, and hold them.
Yes, of course, it depends on their crimes. But on it'd be, as you said earlier, it'd be more interesting to see how this guy got here, why he was here, and what his background is. I mean, we can access it and get a rap sheet on him, and we can't share that information, but it would be interesting on how he got here. But yes, the sales tax would expand the potential for jail beds. There's several plans out there for depending on how they put them and build them, but somewhere it could be up to 128 or 256 beds or even 384, I believe, if they go with a 128 on each.
I got a text from Joe Comente that says they're looking at another one with over 400 beds.
Good.
Well, I mean, over 400.
We need it. We're way behind in comparison with other counties in our population group, and we've been at maximum capacity since early 1990s, and that capacity releases have grown ever since then. These 103 beds that we just opened up helped a little, but they were full within a couple, 3 days.
Now, how many seats do we have at the jail right now?
We have 484.
Okay, so another 450 would take us up to that, you know.
Yeah, well, take us 900, close to 1,000 beds.
Close to 1,000
beds.
Because
that jail will still stay here, and that sales tax is dedicated for new positions, unfunded positions, because sometimes we get allocations but don't have the money for them. It goes specifically towards jail, deputies, being able to run and operate the jail, have deputies on the street, and then also it looks at having additional police officers for Redding, Anderson, and Shasta Lake, as well as firefighters, too. And so it's an all-inclusive.
DAs, public defenders,
yes.
Probation department.
Because it's all part of the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And you just couldn't go out and put 100 cops on the street, because then you don't have the prosecutors, the defenders, and the jail space for them, because they're going to go out and do their job and arrest people. And we need that jail space. There's checks and balances within that ordinance that would prohibit spending or transferring the money to something else, and that's why we have a county auditor to ensure. The county auditor is basically the watchdog of the public funds and to ensure that those are being spent properly. There's a citizens advisory group, because sometimes you don't want to say necessarily oversight, but they would be seeing that the money is also being spent and appropriated correctly. And go from there. It's worked out very well for the city of Anderson of adding police officers there. Their sales tax can go towards public safety and or recreation for like parks.
Yeah, I think it's like 60% went to the police department. It's really helped them down there.
It's worked out well.
As Chief Johnson was
saying. If you want an additional jail and more officers, we need to vote this in. Nobody likes paying more taxes. But we need it, and it has this checks and balances on it. Tonight, there's a town hall meeting at the Red Lion Motel on Hilltop Drive, and that starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 7 o'clock. People can come and hear. There's a panel discussion with the district attorney, Supervisor Comente, my undersheriff, Eric Magrini, and others. And they'll be talking about that sales tax, the ins and outs of it, and how it can be utilized. And then tomorrow night, down at the in Anderson at the VFW Hall on West Center Street, there's another town hall meeting. And currently, even with the public safety shutoffs, the does not appear that the VFW Hall is going to be affected by the power shutoff. So you have two opportunities, one in Redding and one in Anderson, South County, to learn a little bit more about the sales tax and what
to ask your questions.
Ask the questions, absolutely. What it means for the county, what it means for you as a taxpayer, and I think that it'll have some benefits there that will allow increases in public safety and offender accountability, putting crooks in jail and keeping them there.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:47 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals wanting you to move your dreams forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call group sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests. Starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment for today. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number. 59 degrees right now. Feels like 56 because the wind's at 14 miles per hour, and hoping that we can keep it at 14 miles an hour and not, you know, 50 miles an hour. Get up to 67 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can get a hold of them at 365-3793. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basinko on his last segment. Sheriff, the, you know, moving, like you said, I just want to reiterate, tonight at 5 p.m. at the Red Line Hotel, there'll be a meeting on this proposed sales tax. If you have questions, we've had Joe Comente on. We've had, you know, from, you know, of course, you know, he's the one that brought this up. He said he was going to when he was running. Mm-hmm. He's going, and this is the first person that's done anything, frankly. We've brought these taxes up before. They've been, first time it was defeated, it got close to, well, I think it has 60% in it. Then you had one just for a general tax that was just hammered.
Correct.
So this one is going in a little bit of a different direction. It's going to be a countywide tax.
And it's a specific tax as well.
And a specific tax, so it needs that 66%.
Right.
It's being supported by a lot of different people. I think the sheriff's deputies.
The Deputy Sheriff's Association, they're comprised of the men and women of the sheriff's office that are deputy sheriffs and the correctional deputies that work in the jail. And they recently voted to support the sales tax on that, and that's a big shot in the arm as well. Of course, I support it. Others in the county are supporting it as well so they can get it the district attorney because yeah. It benefits us getting more officers and staff to do our jobs there. And more importantly, it is getting money for to build a new jail. Building the jails aren't cheap. If you were going to build a jail, depending on the layout of it, of 250 beds, that's probably going to be close to $50 million or more.
Yeah.
And that's still going to take
a
bunch.
Okay, we just got a question. It will be at 5 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
At the Red Lion Inn. There will be a dais up there and a number of people, district attorneys, several others, there to answer questions. Yep. And tomorrow it's going to be at the VFW Hall in Anderson. And the
The same time, 5 o'clock. 5 to 7 p.m.
Right, 5
and
to 7 p.m.
And that's on West Center Street, which is on the west side of Highway 273.
Right.
And even if you don't have questions, if you just say, hey, what's this all about and want to learn a little bit more,
yeah,
come to that meeting.
Knowledge. Knowledge is, absolutely, is power there, my friends. And I've had this opportunity to be hearing both sides on this. And you know what? Both sides have got some good points.
And I hope they have a full house and are able to inform people and answer their questions. That's what this is about. I'm sure there'll be some more town halls in the months to come as well.
Oh, yeah. I think that Joe said they're going to go out everywhere in the county and offer this everywhere that there's people, you know, that could have questions. You know,
I got a
Singletown, Bernie.
I got a message yesterday from a gentleman that owns a business out in the Igo Ono area, and he wants to host a town hall meeting for Western Shasta County out in the Igo Ono area, and I have to get that information to Joe so we can get that set up.
That's a great idea.
So,
we got like about 4 minutes left. We've gone through this. But these are important things to a lot of people. And, feeling safe. I just quickly want to hit on these red flag laws. Mm-hmm. In case you're not clear about this, but can you tell, under the red flag law, if somebody, and it's got to be, they narrowed it down, kind of. So who can go to the police officials and say, I feel endangered here. I believe this person is
endangered. Right now, under the gun violence restraining orders, they did expand it out. So it can be a boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, girlfriends, wives, ex-wives.
Husbands.
Husbands as well. You can have principals or teachers at school. Students can get them even against their teacher. Your employers and employees. So maybe an employer fires a person, and that person is pretty ticked off about it, but they know that the person is a hunter and a gun owner. They could go and petition the court and say, hey, this guy really bothers me, and I'm scared that he has all these guns. And the downside to this, one of the downsides is that when the person petitions the court for a restraining order, it's done ex parte, which means that the other half of the court case, you don't get notified. The person doesn't get notified. The judge can issue the restraining order. You can end up having to surrender your guns or have them taken, and then you have another court date to go to have the judge will hear it, and you'll have your defense time. But
now,
that's the downside to it.
The first time you may hear this is there's a knock on your door, and there's a police official there handing you a restraining order
that's
and
correct.
Saying, I've come to pick up your guns. Now,
yes,
you can make arrangements at that time to have somebody else so they're out of your house and all
right.
that.
You can store them with a friend or a gun dealer. Now, if you store them with a gun dealer, I'm sure there'd be a storage fee as that.
You could have friends store them or will they allow you to have a friend store them in
the key thing is that the person that has the restraining order can't have access to those firearms.
Right.
And
okay.
Then the other downside to it is a lot of times the firearms may or may not be in the person's name. I mean, you could have a safe full of guns that maybe was your dad's and grandfather's, and those aren't on any records anywhere.
Well, I have I'm holding guns for people that have deceased,
mm-hmm.
and we're making arrangements right now to take care of all that. But the other thing though on this is that what if the person is just malicious? Is there the other side of this that is there any kind of thing that says, yeah, you can have a you can get in trouble for this for making malicious?
You could. But that's the plus side. But a lot of times those we see them in court, especially during divorces, where the one spouse will get a restraining order on the other, knowing that hunting season is coming up or those number of guns. And so sometimes they're used as a pawn. It's unfortunate,
leverage.
But
it's leverage. Like,
yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's reality. And that's the downside to some of these red flag laws. I understand they want to protect people, but a lot of times they can be abused as well.
Well, no judge is going to say no.
They're going to definitely err on the side of caution.
Yeah, because what if they say, nope, I don't think this is true, and then something happens.
Right. Exactly. So for toast. That's why it's important to be informed, stay informed with like gun organizations such as the California Rifle Pistol Association, gun owners. There's another one out there. Then there's the NRA. They all work at keeping informed and fighting on some of these laws that are a bit ridiculous.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Well, Tom, thanks very much for being here with us and kind of, you know, explaining your reasoning behind things. And again tonight, 5 p.m. at Redline Inn for the proposition A, the proposed sales tax increase for law enforcement. Please, if you've got any questions, this is a good place to go down to. 5 o'clock tonight at the Redline Inn. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your